This is a recording from the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Thousands of hours of radio shows, features, and lectures available online at sevillepodcast.com. From time to time, we send out reporters out into the field to capture the sound of our community. Deepak Singh recently took his microphone to the barbershop and has this report.
Robert Bishop has been cutting hair in Charlottesville for the last 48 years.
Thank you, young man.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Come back soon.
Take it easy.
He is 65 years old and has always lived in Charlottesville. He is known to his customers, both town and gown, as Bobby, and they love him. He says he is always learning from his customers.
I wish I would have learnt as much in school that I have from people from India, Russia, Germany, England, France. Young people will talk to you. And even if they don't speak good English, they still try to communicate to you. And that's what you learn. If you learn some of the language, you can understand a little bit of the culture.
Cutting hair has been Bobby's only job. Bobby has developed a long-term relationship with many clients. Many times, people just come to see him and chat. They talk about politics, religion, culture, and languages. He loves telling stories to his customers and makes them laugh.
A young man from China came in and wanted me to cut his hair off. I thought that he wanted a crew cut. So I ran the clipper through his hair, and he looked at it, and his eyes got big. And I've already made the cut, so I had to finish. So he was trying to get out of the chair. I was trying to pull him back and keep cutting. He couldn't talk to me in English. I could not talk to him in Chinese. And he could say short, short, and that's what he got, short, short. But it was a little bit too short.
While I was in his shop, one of Bobby's oldest clients came to get his hair cut. I talked to him about his experiences in Bobby's barbershop.
You come in to get a haircut, at least you got somebody that knows a bunch of people, and gossip ain't bad, because it's most of the time truth. And stories, you know, that's what you come to a haircut for, is person that takes care of you. He's a good person. He's respected by everybody.
Bobby knows a lot of people in Charlottesville, and a lot of people know him for his haircuts and his fun-loving nature. But there is another thing that he is famous for. For the last 20 years, Bobby has been giving free haircuts to mentally disabled people. It all started one day when a lady knocked on his door.
About 20 years ago, a woman came in and she asked me, could I give her a discount on handicapped people? And I said, no, ma'am, I cannot. I said, the prices that I charge is fair for everybody. I said, but I got a deal for you. I'd do it for nothing. And she said, well, you can't do it for nothing. I said, yes, ma'am, I can. All I've got to do is quit smoking. And I've been doing it ever since.
Bobby calls his mentally disabled customers as his special customers. His special customers wait for their turn as everybody else, but they don't have to wait until the paying customers are done. I talked to Jones Bishop, Bobby's wife of 45 years, about her opinion of her husband and his kindness.
I love his business. He has a great clientele, and all of them love him. They'll come in here and they'll sit for maybe an hour or over an hour. He cuts the hair, and then he'll take them out and buy them all a drink. You know, I think that is super. He has been doing this for years and years, and I didn't even know about. You know, he never did tell me this, because he's not a person that brags on what he does. He does it from his heart, you know, and I just love him for it.
Robert Lee Bishop feels rewarded by giving a free service to his special customers and wants to continue working for a long time.
You know that they appreciate what you're doing. And some of them can talk to you. Some of them can give you fingers up, five fingers up, but you know that they appreciate what you've done for them. and the human being. And you're supposed to show them passion and do nice things for them. And they, even if they can't talk to you, they smile with their eyes. I want to keep cutting hair at least until I'm 100. Then I'll sit or retire. Until then, I'm going to keep on working.